Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He is from the Associated Press. Andy, your line is?
It's not news until Tom Withers says so.
Hi, Tom.
What's up, fellas?
How are you, man?
Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing well, and I wonder if Terry Francona feels the same way despite losing two out of three to Pittsburgh, because he had two starting pitchers go out and really show something in Cal Quantrill and Sam Hentges.
Yeah, starting pitchers who weren't starting pitchers not too long ago either, Jeff, right? I mean, I think it's been, and we've talked about this a little bit, you guys, pretty amazing just the way they've had to patch this thing together over the last month or two. And when you consider the three guys that they ran out there this past weekend, you know, granted, against a Pittsburgh team that you probably should beat, and, you know, the game on Saturday was just about as bananas as you'll ever find with an 11-1 deficit, and suddenly it's 11-10 and all of that. But, yeah, pretty remarkable that they are 39-30 given this laundry list of injuries. And, yeah, you got some pitching out of those guys, Jeff, who weren't necessarily stretched out of spring training, and guys you're having to really lean on right now. And, you know, you're going to have to deal with some growing pains, but by and large, you take what you got.
Do we need to give Tito more credit? Do we need to give somebody more credit here? If I would have told you that they would be, you know, on the edge of being 10 games over 500, you know, late in June, and you wouldn't have Franmil Reyes, you'd be missing the majority of your staff, and by the way, Francisco Lindor would not be on your team anymore. Maybe somebody deserves some credit around here.
It's a great question, Andy. I think, you know, everybody in that organization probably deserves a little more credit than they're getting. And then you talk about these young players who have, you know, who've just been scrapping, and, you know, guys finally kind of stepping up a little bit. We talked about Eddie Rosario needing to swing the bat better when Reyes went down, and he stepped it up a little bit. The kid that I've been really impressed with is Ahmed Rosario, who has settled into that shortstop spot and gives you a good at-bat every time up. So I think everybody deserves a little credit, Andy. You know, and listen, this is Terry Francona, right? This is what he's done throughout his career. And I think if you're an Indians fan, what you've got to be hopeful for this year, and hopefully you get past all these injuries, is that this team does what Terry Francona teams typically do, which is play better in the second half of the season. So I think it's just, again, you know, a credit to all of them for being nine games up right now. And listen, the schedule has helped. There's no question about it. I mean, when you can, you know, you get the Tigers and the Pirates and squads like that, but you're supposed to beat them, and they are on your schedule. So get through a couple in Chicago now. Go to Minnesota for a, you know, which should be a challenging series. And next thing you know, you're at the All-Star break and you might be a dozen games over 500. Who would have thought?
With that thought in mind, Tom, I think it's really interesting to look at what they have roster-wise right now and think, what should you do here? Who expected Roberto Perez and, you know, Austin Hedges to be out? So you've got two catchers that nobody thought would be on this team right now. I wonder, are they okay with that, and or do they, you know, are they able to get guys back and everything will be okay? Bobby Bradley had the great start. You knew that wasn't going to last. He's hitting 279 right now. I wonder, you know, can Bobby plateau at about 260? If so, boy, that'd be phenomenal. And Harold Ramirez has been terrific. He's the guy that you probably weren't counting on who's been really good. Bradley Zimmer better maybe than we were thinking.
Yeah.
Can he keep it up? So I should we just cross our fingers, Tom, or do you think some of this
stuff? I think at this point, Jeff, that's what you got to do, right? I think
yeah.
that's the identity of this team and the theme of this season is just to kind of hope for the best, right? I mean, listen, we've gone over and over what the payroll is and what the limitations are in terms of this franchise. But I think you just got to keep hoping that, you know, some of these young guys, the Josh Naylors, you know, Zimmer, like you mentioned before, can play a little bit over what the expectations are, have not necessarily a career year, but something bordering on that. And the next thing you know, you're in the hunt in August and September. I think fans would sign up for that given, you know, the expectations going into this year, especially after trading Lindor. So somehow it's all worked out. And I think, you know, fortunately for them too, guys, is that they can lean on that bullpen, which has just been, you know, short of extraordinary. I mean, James Karinchak has developed himself into one of the best closers in the American League in a very short time, a guy that they thought they were going to have to devote much of this season to developing. And Class A has shown us what he can do. So, you know, you get Bieber back, you get Franmil back, you get Roberto Perez back, like you said, you get Plesac back, who's supposed to maybe go on a rehab assignment later this week. You know, suddenly things are rolling in the right direction and then just have to guard against having any other injuries or setbacks. But, again, I think if you're an Indians fan, you got to feel pretty good about where things are right now.
All right. So, Tom, one of my favorite things to do during football season, and I think we've done this a couple times, is we watch the Browns leave the locker room and go out to the field. And they do a little bit of a check to make sure nobody's got illegal. It's kind of a weapons check where they'll check underneath guys' shoulder pads. It
big
is
cameras.
Fascinating.
For lack of a better term, that's probably right, yeah.
Yeah, and so I got to tell you, I enjoy these moments with Tom because I get to hang out with him for 5 minutes while we watch this thing. But now we can do this in baseball, too. It's going to be so much fun. We can watch umpires that can go out there and they can check all the starters and the relievers, and they're going to look at their caps and their gloves and their fingertips. It's going to be great, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Andy. So this morning I was thinking about that as we're heading into this, you know, sticky mess, if you will. And so I was thinking about the father of foreign substances, Gaylord Perry, and what he might think of all of this. And I can remember, and Jeff, I'm sure you remember as well, those moments where Gaylord would be out there on the mound taking off his hat and they're checking in the inside of his shirt and they're looking
yep.
in his gloves. So I think it's going to be fascinating, guys. I think, you know, I also think you could be opening up a can of worms here depending on, you know, who, you know, what teams are challenging pitchers more than others. You could really get into some gamesmanship. It's going to be really interesting to see who abided by this kind of warning a couple weeks ago to all pitchers across baseball, which was, if you're doing it, cut it out because we're going to catch you. And so, you know, the first guy that gets caught, you know, who knows where that leads. So I think it's going to be really interesting here to watch over the first couple of weeks.
Tom, we've been talking a lot of basketball today after watching what's been going on in the NBA playoffs and
yeah.
teams like Atlanta and Phoenix and Milwaukee even, you know, kind of looking pretty good here and moving into their conference finals. What do you think about what's gone on in the NBA this year as it might relate to the Cavaliers as they've been in what we've called talent acquisition mode?
Yeah, great question, Jeff. You know, hasn't it been refreshing, though? I've really kind of enjoyed these playoffs with all the unknowns and with all the kind of the fresh faces and the new teams, if you will. So I think it bodes well, hopefully, for the Cavs. Again, we'll talk about injuries and the need to stay healthy going forward. But I think when you look at the reconstructions and rebuilds that had to go on in Phoenix and Atlanta and in Philadelphia and Milwaukee for that matter, you know, you've got to feel good as far as the Cavs and where you're going. Now, listen, you still need some luck. You still need to make a couple of savvy moves and bring in a free agent here and there. But, you know, with a young nucleus of players, that's what you see on these teams that are currently still playing for an NBA title, is that they've got a nice core of players and they've been able to add some pieces, be it young players that are up on the rise like Kevin Huerter last night or you know, veterans that you add at some point. So, listen, I think the Cavs need some luck tomorrow night. It'd be nice if they could get in the top five or top six of this draft, depending on the NBA draft experts you talk to. This seems to be, you know, a fairly good draft at the top. So I think it bodes well for their future, Jeff. I think it, you know, it's been, you know, a long grinding, winding road back to relevancy for the Cavaliers. But I got to believe with their young core, and again, with Kobe Altman's willingness to maybe make some moves, that it might not be too much longer before they are back in the playoffs.
Tom, I'm just curious, just because I love talking about all things sports with you. Are you keeping your eye on the Olympic trials here and what's going to happen? And there was talk, you know, that they're going to let 10,000 fans into the venues in Japan. And just your overall thoughts on that. Maybe touch on some Cleveland folks.
You know, the Olympics I've been lucky enough to go to 10 of them. And the great thing about them is that when you're there, you really kind of embrace the Olympic spirit of whatever city is hosting. And unfortunately now with limited fans, and now they're telling us that fans aren't going to be able to cheer. Well, what's the purpose of having fans if they're not going to be able to cheer? I just worry about the next right turn in that story, Andy. You know, apparently there's only like 6%, I think, of the Japanese population is vaccinated right now. So they're really opening themselves up to, you know, potential super spreader type situations that we all feared here in this country, you know, by hosting the games. And you know, what I thought was interesting as well is they kind of went against their own experts' advice in terms of how they should host this, and you know, with regards to whether fans should be allowed into the venues or not. So it's really unfortunate. You know, already before we even got to these new guidelines and mandates, it was already going to be maybe an Olympics like we've never seen before. And so you just got to hope for the best. I do feel bad for some of the competitors who then their family members won't be able to come and cheer them on. But they're going forward, and I think that's a positive because it wasn't too long ago where I didn't think they were going to be able to pull this off in any form.
Tom, let's leave you with a Browns thought. Mini camp over, done with. Everything gets a little bit of a rest before training camp starts. Do you like where everything sits right now? Andrew Berry have any more work to do, or are they good to go?
You know, I think they're pretty good to go at this point, Jeff. I mean, there's, you know, obviously some big question marks at some positions, and you've got to, again, let's go back to injuries for a second. You've got to hope that, you know, Grant Delpit and Greedy Williams continue to make progress, and Odell Beckham, who didn't look like he had been injured at all from what we saw in the minicamp. I mean, just a remarkable athlete, the way he was moving around. So, you know, the thing that really struck me, guys, being out there was, and we've been through 20 years of this now, is the talent level that's on that field is almost breathtaking when you compare it to what the Browns were just a few years ago. I mean, we would go out there and, you know, whether it was, you know, Joe Thomas on offense and, you know, DeQuell Jackson on defense or whoever the kind of the stars were on both sides of the ball, that would be it. Now you look out there, and I mean, you're like, okay, there's Myles Garrett, and there's Jadeveon Clowney, and oh my God, look at Beckham over there, and Landry just made another great catch, and oh yeah, there's Nick Chubb, and it looks like they got their quarterback. I mean, they got a dozen guys or more that are legitimate, you know, borderline, if not Pro Bowl caliber players. So, I was just really struck as well, guys, by just how efficient everything just seemed to be out there. Just that calm that I think that Kevin Stefanski has brought to this organization just kind of permeated throughout the practice fields. I mean, it's like it's a team that knows what it's doing. And, boy, it was for a long time there, we weren't so sure about that.
Very true. Tom, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it very much.
Anytime, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks.
We'll see you soon.
Tom Withers joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.